Finally today, a small toast to the good times occasioned by Enrico Banducci, who died this week at the age of 85. Decades ago, in the basement of a San Francisco hotel, he created a nightclub called The Hungry Eye. And there on stage at the start of their careers, Mort Saul, Lenny Bruce, Bill Cosby, and a very young Woody Allen.
And I was thrown out of NYU my freshman year. I cheated on my metaphysics final. College, I looked within the soul of the boy sitting next to me.
Okay, this is Enrico Banducci's eye for talent. To open for Woody, he hired an unknown young singer, Barbara Streisand. Here's Enrico in an interview with the San Francisco Chronicle.
I met her in the office there, and she wanted to sing for me, and she kept singing. And she'd be singing while I was interviewing other talent in the agency. And everyone else would say, Barbara, keep quiet. Enrico's trying to hear the singer. She said, well, he's going to have to listen to me now. No, she was something else.
Ward Dunham worked at the Hungry Eye as a bartender and bouncer starting in the 60s.
Enrico had Barbara Streisand and Woody Allen on a double bill, and they couldn't draw flies.
Well, the Hungry Eye was like that. It spotted people before they were big, and often the crowds were small. But there was an intimacy and that small stage and a bare brick wall behind it.
Mort Saul had props. He'd come in wearing a sweater, and he'd have the daily newspaper with him, and then he would just sit on a stool, like a bar stool, on the stage. That's it, just the brick wall behind him.
Standing out in the darkness, overseeing everything, Enrico Banducci would focus on the performance, and he made sure everyone else did too. He refused to serve drinks while someone was on stage. Now, this was crazy for a club that made money selling liquor, but that was Enrico.
One of the magic qualities about The Hungry Eye was its quietude that I maintained in the audience, and I'd always bring it out to them that you must be quiet when the act is on. I don't want to hear any robust, somebody singing, somebody from the audience, la, 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 singing with the artist. Let him sing. I pay him, not you.
Mercifully, perhaps, the big days at the Hungry Eye came before the advent of cell phones. The club closed in the late 1960s, and now Enrico Banducci is gone, too.
One time I threw out a whole audience, yeah. They're noisy.
How do you do that?
They weren't listening. I said, you guys don't want to hear this show. Go home. Get your money back.
The founder of the Hungry Eye nightclub in San Francisco, Enrico Banducci, dead this week at age 85.